acting with an accent. Stage dialect instruction by David A. Stern, the Irish Brogue. Lesson 1, creating the resonance and quality of the Irish dialect. Before we actually examine the pronunciation changes, the specific vowel and consonant substitutions between the standard American and Irish speech, we're going to look at changes that take place in the overall quality of the voice. The kinds of sound changes that we can readily attribute to a general alteration in the shaping or configuration of the vocal tract. And, in the case of Irish speech, changes in the actual quality of phonation by the vocal folds. Now, this is a change that takes place not only on a limited number of sounds, of clearly defined phoneme or pronunciation changes, but throughout the vocal production entirely. Now, in my approach to dialect instruction, we try to find a specific point, if you like, an imaginary point in or around the oral cavity, which represents the focal point for the vibration of the sound. Now, this point, where most of the energy seems to be concentrated, is the one that we use and we focus on for the resonance of the speech. Now, in the standard American dialect, which I'm speaking now, the imaginary point of focus that I use for my own perception of the sound is approximately in the middle of the mouth, halfway between the tongue and soft palate, or tongue and hard palate, and about halfway back in the cavity. Now, if you're to open your mouth a fair degree and press one finger of each hand into your cheeks, the point where those cheeks would meet, if they were flexible enough to do that, is that central point of focus that I use for the American dialect. With the Irish dialect, however, the point of focus that I use is moved extremely far forward. So far forward, in fact, that to my way of thinking about it, the best imaginary point of resonance placement for this dialect is a couple of inches in front of the lips. That's right, clear outside of the mouth, in front of the lips by an inch or two. Exercise number one for the Irish quality. Moving the resonance forward on an airstream. Now, Irish is one of the very few accents or dialects which we deal with, which has an actual change in vocal fold behavior or quality of initial phonation. Now, in spite of the fact that technically vocal folds do not create a resonance change, we're going to think of this change also as assimilating into this entire phenomenon of establishing a new point of focus for the resonance. Now, depending on the location in Ireland or the socioeconomic class of the Irish character you're doing, almost all Irish speech has at least some degree of breathiness or aspiration connected with it. This happens because the vocal folds are not brought completely into alignment or closure during speech. Therefore, much of Irish speech has this aspirate or whispery quality to it. Now, we're going to use this partially whispery quality as an aid for establishing the point of resonance focus in front of the mouth. First, we'll establish a degree of breathiness. Then we're going to imagine that the energy or vibration of the speech is latching itself onto that breath stream and being shot or puffed right out of the mouth to the spot that we've just talked about 2 inches in front of the lips. Now, I'm going to change the nature of my speech right now. I'm not going to be doing an Irish dialect right now. As you can hear, what I've switched to is just a basically American pattern, but with a breathy quality attached to it. Now, all I'm doing is adding that significant amount of breathiness to my speech, and you can already start to sense that there's a little bit of an Irish quality that's already coming into it. Now, let's start exploring this quality by just establishing that slight breathiness in your speech first. I want you to take the sound ah, the vowel ah, ah, and then the second time you do it, add a significant amount of breathiness or whisperiness to it. Okay, repeat it after me. Full voice, ah, and with a whisper, ah. Again, full voice, ah, whispery, ah. Now, some of you might be familiar with the term breathy onset. So do the ah now with a breathy onset of phonation. Be careful that you don't get the sense of putting an H in front of it. I don't want you to go ha, ha, but simply want you to go ah, ah, ah. I might put in a parenthetical expression here for a minute. Just a bit of a warning that sometimes in making a tape recording of Irish speech, the process of recording and amplification will pick up this aspirate quality, and in your playing it back, it might sound like there are some H's stuck in front of vowel sounds. If you do hear any of those, it's not intended that they be there. So I just thought I'd put that little disclaimer in case the tape recorder plays havoc with us here, as it has in some of the previous editions of this Irish tape. Now, let's just do it a few more times with the aspirated quality. Ah, and now, ah, and ah. Now, let's try to get that breathy sound now just by counting on numbers. We'll do three numbers at a time. First in full voice, middle of the mouth focus. One, two, three. You repeat. And now, with a little bit of a breathy quality, and if you want to imagine that point of focus in front of your mouth, one, two, three. One, two, three. And again, one, two, three. Well, now that we've gotten this breathy airstream engaged, this breathy phonation, see if you can use that breathiness as a tool to place the vibration of the voice, or your sense of the vibration of the voice, into that new imaginary point in front of the face. In addition to using the breathiness, try now to imagine that the airstream is carrying the sound forward, and that the major vibration of the voice is focusing at that point a few inches in front of your lips. You may even want to hold one of your fingers at that spot a couple of inches in front of your lips, and in a figurative sense, aim the vibration focus toward that finger that you're holding out there. Okay, counting in groups of three again. Middle finger out in front of your mouth. One, two, three. Now focus in on that point. One, two, three. Again, in the middle of the mouth. One, two, three. And one, two, three. Now, there can be more or less aspiration depending upon the type of Irish speech that you're doing. We'll talk about that a bit more later. But for now, we just want to get a great deal of aspiration so that you can get the sense, get yourself used to functioning with this airflow added to the speech. Middle of the mouth, four, five, six, and four, five, six, and seven, eight, nine, and shooting out forward, seven, eight, nine. Now, the second exercise for the Irish quality adds a physical action in the mouth to help you move the imaginary point of vibration forward to its new location. What we're going to do now is to repeat the same numbers in the same basic counting exercise, but this time we'll actually do a couple of different movements with the lips to add this aspiration and imaginary focal point shifting. There are two different lip movements which can be done to help curl it back against the top teeth, and the lower lip curl it back against the bottom teeth. And now, as you count one, two, three, you can not only imagine that the sound is shooting out front with the aspiration, but you can also imagine that the sound is establishing itself out there in front of the mouth, because figuratively you're pulling your lips or pulling your mouth back away from the sound. The breath shoots out front and the sound pulls away, the mouth pulls away from the sound as the lips pull back against the teeth. Okay, using that lip pull back in addition to the aspiration, And imagining the point of focus, middle of the mouth, 1, 2, 3. Pulling back and shooting forward, 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. Now, I'm going to keep my lips back there in that position right now. And you get a very nice sense of the Irish resonance, that's true, with this manipulation of the oral cavity, combined with the shooting forward of the sound. But as I continue speaking with my lips pulled back, I'm sure you can already hear how this pulling back of my lips is beginning to interfere a bit with the intelligibility of the speech. I'm not able to articulate very clearly at all. Also, this degree of lip pullback is beginning to generate a very stereotypic Barry Fitzgerald type of sound. And although this configuration is creating a generally accurate vocal quality, we're close to falling into two of the traps, violating two of those axioms of stage dialect work that I talk about in the introduction to the manual. Number one, interfering with the audience intelligibility. And number two, playing a dialect stereotype too heavily rather than playing the sense of what you're doing and the sounds. Well, it's still going to be a good idea to keep that we've begun with this exercise, because now that you've experienced that pullback of the lips and gotten that basic sense of what the Irish resonance sounds like, you know what it is you're trying to keep as we make another adjustment. Now you'll find that many Irishmen, especially in Dublin, do speak with these lips pulled back, but the adjustment that I'm going to have you do now is one that is much preferable for the stage. The technique we'll use is actually to reverse the direction in which you're moving your lips. Instead of pulling them back against the teeth and figuratively pulling your mouth back away from the vibratory focus, I'll ask you now to easily and slowly, fluidly, glide your lips forward. Create a sort of tunnel or barrel effect with your lips. Now, as you stretch your lips forward into this tunnel, think of it as, sort of the barrel of a gun down which the sound or vibration is going to be shot. Now, to keep this nice cylinder, you have to make sure that you don't open your mouth too wide. Allow the stretching forward of the lips to generate most of the functional cavity. And as the jaw moves, you never establish too terribly wide an opening of the mouth. You keep that narrow gun barrel, and down that barrel you shoot the focus of the vocal vibration. So try now to keep the same basic voice quality that you had when you were pulling your lips back. Stretch the lips forward, shoot the sound down the tunnel, and repeat the exercises once again. Keep the aspirate quality. Shoot the sound down to that focal point in front of the lips. Hold your finger up there again if it'll help. Middle of the mouth. 1, 2, 3. Tunneling forward and shooting the sound forward on the quality. 1, 2, 3. Middle again. 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9.
And just a couple of letters of the alphabet. A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D.
Now, this second way of creating the resonance has the advantage of avoiding stereotyping a bit more, of giving you much more freedom to use the lips and tongue for clear stage articulation. And as an added bonus, the stretching forward will tend to lessen the chance of putting too much pressure and abusing the vocal folds by focusing the sound more forward in your mouth. Let's just try one brief sentence, not worrying too much about pronunciation changes, just focusing the sound forward. Middle of the mouth. Father closed the window and looked over the treetops. And shooting the sound forward, Father closed the window and looked over the treetops. And again, I wasn't really trying to do dialect pronunciations there, just the basic Irish resonance. Now, that basically establishes the sense of shooting the quality of resonance forward on the aspirate voice quality and focusing in front of the lips. Before we move into specific sound changes, I want to make a very quick comment here. Many dialect writers
or people who write about dialects, refer to a phenomenon in Irish dialect of flipping the resonance back and forth and back and forth from the front of the mouth to the back of the mouth and going from falsetto to full voice and falsetto to full voice. Well, this impression is generated in some very stereotypic Irish speech. However, I'm going to deal only briefly with that phenomenon, and I'm going to talk about it later in the tape. Not in in the lesson on quality here, but in the lesson later on the pitch variations in the Irish dialect. But for now, that's the end of the lesson on creating the resonance and vocal quality of the Irish dialect.